Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The old town hall in Victoria Street was once home to the Belfast Summons Court. In 1916, midway through the war, it was the scene of an unusual case, that of a fortune teller who was prosecuted for claiming to predict the fate of soldiers fighting on the Western Front. With so many men serving away from home and facing an uncertain future, many families were desperate for information and solace. As Professor Fran Brereton of Queen's University explains, some turned to fortune tellers and mediums for help.
We're standing in the dock of Court Number 1 in the Old Town Hall building in Belfast, which is now the Family Proceedings and Youth Court, but back in the First World War would have been the Belfast Summons Court. We're here because in 1916 a very unusual prosecution was brought in Belfast. A woman named Agnes Gertrude Boyd was prosecuted both for fortune telling as well as for indecent behaviour. A constable came to the house and found her cutting cards and mixing tea leaves and water with a number of girls there who were then seen to be paying her money. Now, when the constable intervened, she apparently became so violent and used such abusive language that one of the girls present fainted away. The case subsequently came in front of the resident magistrate here, Mr. Garrett Nagle. She was fined 20 shillings for the indecent behaviour and bound over not to tell fortunes again. She was making predictions about the fate of people who were serving in the army on the Western Front. So she informed one girl that her boy would come home with a leg off. And she informed another that a boat would go down some of these days and she would be left a widow. Another girl was informed that her boy would come home with a withered hand. If the case seems unusual, it's part of a much wider context, and it's one actually of a number of prosecutions that were brought in the war years against fortune tellers who might have been left to their own devices prior to that, but the magistrates and police were very unhappy with them making predictions relating to serving soldiers. There's a huge growth in interest in spiritualism in the occult in 1914. It was no longer about wanting to confront Victorian anxieties about the loss of religion. It was no longer about worrying that there was nothing other than the material world. It became about wanting to know the fate of loved ones, wanting predictions, clinging on to a certainty that they might come home. And it was also very often about wanting to communicate with the dead. There are a few other instances reported in the paper, both in Ireland and Britain, in the war years. The very famous case of a Mrs. Almira Brockway, an American woman living in London. Interestingly, in that case, a justice of the peace from Enniskillen was called to give evidence in her defence. He was a Mr. Trimble, and he'd gone to consult her to find out the fate of his son, who'd been serving in the army. She told him that his son had been gassed and that his body was black. He subsequently found that out to be the case, and she was, however, convicted. I think the attractiveness of mediums and mediumship was universal in a way. A large number of women discovered themselves to be mediums in the late 19th and early 20th century. Many of them genuinely believed they were helping people. They genuinely believed in a gift that they were sharing. That's certainly the case with Mrs. Brockway, who was tried in London, who said she gave her services free of charge, and many of them did give those services free of charge. The prosecutions we see were the exploitation of people for money. They were unusual enough to be reported when they occurred, and I think it's fair to say that outside of the wartime context, it's probable those prosecutions wouldn't have been brought, and some of the women who were brought at that time would say that fortune-telling was common enough in fairgrounds for people paying a price. I think the exploitation in wartime was what made the difference, and it caused magistrates to look on it very unfavourably. In a sense, the only defence of it was either that you took no money for the practice, or that in fact what you were doing was genuine. Now that requires a judge to say, well, I believe in spiritualism too, so that's not really going to happen.
The Old Town Hall in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.